Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
The zip code is 59602, and I don't have an account number that I know of.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name, please?
Donna Fisher. And what company is this that I'm talking to?
Well, I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. May I ask the reason for your call today? I'm not locating that last name. And is it spelled F-I? Well, there it is. I've located this account. Please verify your address.
4396 Foxview Loop, Helena, Montana, 59602.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am. I've located this account. If you'll give me just a second to look over the details. And while everything's loaded, may I ask the reason for your call today?
Well, I guess you would say stupidly I called or I ordered. It was to find, it's called an anti-loss theft device, and it was free, but I had to pay the postage. And so I said, well, you know, postage is not bad, $7.95. So I get this, didn't think a thing of it. I'm checking my account today, and a week later, I'm charged $56.95 from the same company. And I don't know what it's for and why I got charged. So can you tell me why?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have that taken off. I can take that. You're going to refund my money for that because I don't know what the hell it's for.
Okay. All right. So I've located this account. It's for a tracker tag. It was a free welcoming gift. You paid the shipping and handling of $7.95. So that free welcoming gift is for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. It buys you a $125 gift voucher, e-gift voucher each month. But I have canceled the account to prevent any further charges.
You've got to take that off. I did not okay that. I do not want to pay $56.95. I'm not paying for that.
Okay, so I'm going to do my very best to help you with this. Now, it looks like this is a valid charge, but I can offer you a 35% refund to that.
No, charge. You're going to give me $56.95 back. I did not okay that. What I did was I was stupid. I thought, well, I lose my keys a lot. Okay, that'll be a great thing. And I can't figure the stupid thing out. So it's called a scam. And if you don't do it, it will be turned in on Monday morning to the Better Bureau, whatever you want to call it, in the state of Montana. But this is ridiculous. You will give me $56.95 back today. I don't care who I have to talk to. Give me your higher-ups. Give me whoever. No, you're not charging me for a scam. Sorry.
All right.
I'll get whatever I can on it. You will find that I am not a nice person when you do things like this to me.
Yes, ma'am. I've issued that full refund for $56.95. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. And whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, it's C as in cancel, 259-868-253.
Uh-huh.
Right. And is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope. But you better get that off because it's called a scam. I don't know. I know it's not you personally, but you better tell that company to get it off. I will be turning this in on Monday morning to the state of Montana. Enough of this scamming crap. That's all I can say.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you.
I better see that on my bank account, too, very quickly. Put a rush order on it. I did not even see it on my bank account until this month. I just got my statement today. So that's not a nice thing to do. We have enough in this world going on. You don't need to scam people. So you want that stupid asshole thing that they gave me that it's written in Chinese. That I paid $7.95 for. You know.
I mean, it's not required that you send that back. Would you like me to have the instructions sent to your email?
What
in English for the tracker tag?
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
It's already in the garbage. That was my mistake, so I'll eat that one, but none of the rest of it again. So.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Oh, I will now.